Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone. So Molly is copying the Rachel wave here today. Hey guys. You got it. It's perfect.
Yeah, this is super easy.
Beautiful. I'm so excited because Molly actually joined me today in our office here at our agency. We've had a lot of fun today.
Super fun.
Super fun talking about clients, talking about social media, talking about everything. So as you join us, be sure to say hello so we know who is here watching. And if you are watching the replay, just drop a hashtag replay so we know who's here. So Molly, you've had an amazing journey as a social media manager. We were just talking about the fact that her life has changed a lot in that she's working less and making more. And we actually just did the math. Really intense math.
Yeah.
Really intense math. But we did the math on it to see, like, okay, what does this look like? Can you share a little bit with anyone watching the journey that you've been on?
Yeah, for sure. So I basically started, like, just loving Instagram and loving social media, like every, lady out there. And someone actually reached out to me, like, one day and asked me to, you know, run their Instagram account. It's for an awesome online boutique that's, like, I'm obsessed with still. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. And then I started with them and quickly was like, I can do this for other clients. Why don't I hone my skills? And so I did. And seriously, within a couple months, I mean, I've been in SMU for 2 months.
So crazy.
And making, yeah, double what I was working, and I'm working half the time.
So there's the math. She's making double what she was in her 9-to-5, working half the time that she was in her 9-to-5. So if you're not a math guru like us, that means that she's making 4 times as much, if that makes sense. That makes sense, right?
Yeah, totally makes sense.
Beautiful. So Molly, you've had a really fun experience because you work at home with your 2 boys.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
I mean, I'll step out, like, I'll get a sitter like 1 day a week and then 1 morning a week. So, I work essentially, like, I try not to work at home, like, with them, you know, because I try to be present. But yeah, essentially I'm home, you know, I'm still a full-time mom. So
how cool is that? I think about, like, the ability to be someone who's able to balance being a mom and running your own business. And it's really powerful. So you have several clients. Tell us a little bit about what you've loved doing for your clients.
Yeah. So I love, oh my gosh, that's a good question. I just feel like I love the whole process of, like, starting out feeling like, okay, I got to figure this out. Like, I know there's a groove here. I know there's a click here. And then, like, making that click, like, today, like, just chatting with you helped so much. And seeing sales increase for my clients, right? Like, if we want to get what we want in life, we have to help others get what they want in life. Like, that's just how it works, and just paying it forward. And so that's what I really love is, and I'm also just really excited about finding new ways to use social media or new types of collaborations instead of falling back on, like, oh, this is what a collaboration looks like. Like, I give you this and you give me photos, you know, coming up with, like, no, let's do it a little bit different this time and seeing what those dynamics add and if they add value or, you know, at the end of the day, if they add more ROI, whatever.
Yes.
It's so cool because it's like nobody went to school for this.
Right.
So we're all just kind of winging it anyway. And I mean, winging it obviously with research and things like that.
And guidance. And,
yeah. Guidance. Like, we're being smart with too, but it's just fun to just give yourself that freedom of, like, no, literally, like, I can do whatever I want with this campaign,
yes,
whatever I want with this collaboration. So
I think one of the things that I love the most, because I didn't go to college for this either, and when I went into marketing, it was kind of accidental. I discovered I loved marketing. And what I loved was discovering that sometimes traditional degrees in marketing held people back a little bit because we follow the rules of what we were taught in school. Whereas, like, you and I were self-taught / SMU taught / real experience. We're able to do things because we don't know the rules. Suddenly you're able to think differently.
I just saw a quote yesterday. It said, as soon as you have a plan, there is no creativity.
Oh, and it was, I love that.
It was by, I don't want to say who it was because if I get it wrong, that's going to be super embarrassing. But he was talking about how paint by numbers isn't art.
Yes. You know? Yes. That is so good.
And it's like, oh, that just set me free. Like, I was working on something and I read that and I was like, oh man, I just got to like take a step back. And yeah.
I love it. Now, Molly, you started out with a client who ended up being a dream client. Your first client was a dream client. You got to learn with them. It's a cool brand. Can you share a little bit about the types of clients that you want to work with over the next year?
Yeah, I seriously, all my clients are so different. So I have clients that like don't know how to log into their social media accounts. And then I have clients that are like tech geniuses, totally know what they're doing. And we're kind of more collaborating and working together. So one thing I'm really excited about doing is filling the gap between the people who maybe don't want to pay a monthly retainer for a social media, manager or strategist, but they need direction and they still need strategy. So what I'm starting to do, and I just booked a couple this month, is doing strategy sessions. So basically it's like a 3-hour sit down and I lay it out. Like, this is what you do.
So cool.
This is your strategy for the next, we can do it quarterly or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm basically equipping them. Like, hey, here are some awesome free resources here, whatever. And so that's what I'm really excited about doing. In addition to, you know, having those awesome like monthly retainer clients and adding value and figuring things out as we go.
Mm-hmm.
But really clients that are willing to work together and stick it out and like also see, you know, the value and what's working. You do get what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%. It's a give and take relationship.
Yeah.
It's one where I personally have found like the best client relationships season over time. Almost like, what are those pots? The pans. Cast iron. Cast iron. It seasons over years. So like they taste better over time, supposedly. That's at least what I'm told. Same thing with relationships, I think, with clients.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So now, Molly, one question I have is for you, what's next?
Learning more from you. I was just thinking too, you know, I always say like action cures imposter syndrome,
yes,
which is so true. But I figured out a second thing that cures imposter syndrome.
Tell me.
Watching an SMU training.
I love it.
Every time. Like I'll watch one and be like, oh, I know what I'm doing. I already knew that. Or you know, or like, okay, I'm so equipped now. You know, because there's a lot of times we like breeze through SMU, or I think like we breeze through the courses and we don't actually watch every single one. So it's like, I've been really challenging myself lately to like go back, take into account what's new, what are the new master classes that I maybe breezed over, things
right,
like that. So
totally. So if someone's watching this and they're like, oh my gosh, I love Molly's energy, I want to work with her or learn more about those fill in the gap opportunities that she has, where can people learn more about you?
Yeah, so my Facebook page, I just started it because I've been working so hard on client pages that I barely started my own. But I started it last week. So my business is Social Pollen. So just facebook.com/socialpollen. And you can find me there.
Perfect. And Molly has even more energy in person than you're even seeing on this video. She's like a firework or like a sunflower. I'm being so serious. It is so much fun to have you here in person. And for those of you who are watching and you're like, what is SMU that she keeps talking about? It is Social Media United. It is my training program for social media managers so you can learn how to run your own business and your life on your own terms. You can actually get access to it for just $1 if you go to smutrial.com. Molly, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. This was so fun.
Bye, everyone. We'll see you later.